This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles lose 10-5 last night. Tomoyuki Sugano, not good. Bullpen, not good. Let's talk some Orioles now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Mike Bordick is an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our BBT crew, and he's had a recent birthday. So a lot going on with Bordy, who joins us now. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. Tomoyuki Sugano did not give you a nice present for your birthday.
Yeah. Sugano's having a hard time figuring things out. Here, I guess, my gosh, it seems like over the last month or so.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really the command, right? The mistakes made with, the lack of velocity that we had talked about at the beginning of the year. I was excited because, he's had a wonderful career early on here this season. He was pinpoint with his accuracy, and he was proven that played, but then it was either fatigue, just overall shock wore off about being, here playing Major League Baseball, or the league made an adjustment to him. They're just not missing the mistakes. I mean, if he makes a mistake on the plate, it is getting walloped. And last night, no different. Even spotted three runs and, could put a zero up there. So it's tough, man, when it all hinges on the pitching, and when you don't have a couple, two or three guys in the rotation that are kind of matching up the way it should be, it makes it really hard on this team because pitching obviously is so important.
But okay, so the GM came out and waved the white flag, which, I mean, that kind of happened when they fired the skipper before Memorial Day, right? But he comes out on Sunday and says, we're sellers. Kobe Mayo's still not playing, and I got to watch this slop with Sugano. Like, at what point am I worth a look-see at Chase McDermott? You know what I mean? Like, Bordy, we're running out of real estate a little bit. Like, it's almost August. Like, we got two full months left, and that's it to find out about what we can sort of rectify from this year and project to next year. And this dude ain't gonna be here. This dude's not gonna be in the major leagues next year. So when do you cut bait?
it's hard because, first of all, McDermott, is he healthy right now? I know he had some arm problems too, and I think a lot of the young arms that we were hoping might get a chance to see here pretty soon have been banged up too. And so here we are, upset that there are so many injuries in the major leagues, but even the minor leagues has been set back, and a number of the young pitchers have had, these injuries. So this is a very challenging, I think, time for the organization because.
Well, can I push back for a minute though, Bordy? And I'm not saying it worked. But, the Braves are a pretty decent organization, right? And the Braves have repeatedly brought pitchers up who've barely pitched at AAA. They just did it with this Didier Fuentes kid who's going to be good for them. And he's 20. And so, they pulled him up from AA. Because at least maybe there's something there or we'll learn something more about him. There's nothing to learn about Sugano. I don't care if it's Chase McDermott. I saw Trace Bright, who they were trying to prop up, get lit up in Chesapeake. I'd rather see that than this guy not be able to get through three innings, night after night after night. Am I crazy?
Well, no, because I think I think you're right, obviously. I guess you could just cut bait, right? And get rid of him and move on and take your chances, but why can't they do what they did with Morton? Put him in the bullpen for a minute and see if he can't rest or something like that. You know, and I thought they were going to IL him, one of those phantom ILs, and just give him a month to kind of get things right, but that didn't happen either. And, yeah, they just can't keep running him out there. But we said that about Morton that first month of the season, and my gosh, he's turned in – well, he had, you know, turned into the Orioles' best pitcher. So, listen, when you don't have that kind of depth, you just can't keep taking the chances. I guess they could because there's nothing to lose now, but I just don't know that there's enough even to take a look at in the minor leagues. I mean – I know you've got a nice list of young arms you'd like to see up here. And
I mean, I really don't, but I'll take anything over Sagano at this point. Like, no, you're right. There isn't. But, like, throw me the Rosny Contreras thing. Like, you thought you were going to look smart signing him in the offseason. Like, he's looked okay at times. Or Bordy, give me a couple of young guys as an opener and get this out of here. You know what I mean? Like, I
well, the creativity... I thought there might be a little bit more. I agree. Why not have some openers and just see? Because, yeah, at some point, my gosh, and it's still shocking to me, you already brought up Mayo. Why hasn't he become an everyday player?
11 plate appearances this month.
Yeah, it's shocking to me. And, you know, this is a true opportunity to take a look at these guys, man, because what a better chance to set yourself up for 26 and look at these guys. For sure, unless they already know something that we don't, and they know they're just not ready for the big leagues. I mean, a lot of these, you know, chances that they've taken on some guys just haven't worked out up there just yet, and maybe they already know that it would be a long shot even risking that with some of these young arms. So, hey, and then there again, the trade deadline, man, maybe they'll just put him in part of a package or something and get back some younger arms. I don't know who the heck would take.
You got to eat it. You're going to eat. You'd have to eat the salary to do it.
Right. Like, well, exactly. Well, and it just doesn't seem like they're willing to eat salaries.
No.
So.
Well, Bordy, one of the guys that Mike Elias took a big chance on this offseason was putting all of his eggs in the Grayson Rodriguez becoming an ace basket. And now Grayson shut down again, going to undergo an MRI. We're not going to see him throw a pitch this year, but what is the future for Grayson Rodriguez?
Yeah, I'm worried about this young man, you know, ever being able to throw a baseball again. It just seems like the string of injuries. You know, we've got Dr. Michael Jacobs on our show on the Be More Baseball podcast, and we talk about Grayson a lot. Talk about the injuries, and this is just one of those things where it's almost like, okay, are you just pausing again because there's going to be a surgery involved? I'm similar to Bradish, you know, getting that PRP, but we haven't heard anything about PRPs or anything. This is a big kind of mystery, the whole project of Grayson Rodriguez, I think, because it goes from lat to shoulder to elbow, and there's already talk of constantly kind of changing the delivery. You know, at some point, there has to be a different kind of evaluations. Now, look in the mirror, right? Is it what they're trying to do, the health, you know, staff, whatever is going on, the adjustments they're making just have not worked one bit for Grayson Rodriguez. So this is, I'd be, if we see him pitch again, I think we should be very fortunate for Grayson Rodriguez. That's the way I feel.
Talking with Mike Bordy, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, there are a lot of frustrating things about this team and this season, but one of the most frustrating for me, as fans, we had to sit through a lot of bad baseball to get to what they called liftoff, right? And there were nights when guys that had no business of playing or pitching in the major leagues were pitching for this baseball team. Well, last night after Sagano, we got the Corbin Martin, Colin Selby, Grant Wolfram experience. Like that, those are guys, and they're waivers guys, and they're, you dumpster dive, you get garbage. Like, that's one of those. I know that I tease Jason because he gets angry a lot. That made me angry having to watch that last night.
Yeah, it was tough, right? It was really tough. And here we are. Here are some guys, yeah, that Jason wanted to see. So let's blame Jason.
Well, no, I don't ever want to see Corbin Martin. I've seen Corbin Martin enough, more than enough to know, yeah, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't have been on their AAA roster. I definitely don't want him. But guess who drafted him when Mike Elias was there? The Houston Astros. That's why Corbin Martin's got 9 lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They like bringing in those guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me the ones they've hit on. I'll listen.
Rio
Ruiz?
We
got till 6 o'clock, 5:30. They hit on Rio Ruiz?
I'm teasing.
They've hit on a couple of the bullpen pieces.
Cino Perez for a minute. I'll give them that. That was one of their old guys.
A lot of organizations do that with bullpen pieces. But, I don't know, man. It's tough to see that, and if those are the arms we're gonna have to be looking at, then holy cow!
Wait till they trade some of those.
But isn't that a further indictment of him? We're 7 years into this. He's supposed to build a pipeline, and we're looking at Corbin Martin, who has been in this system for 2 years and could never get anybody out in Norfolk.
Yeah, well, the pitching department has definitely been overlooked. There's no doubt about that. And, they get all these big hairy hitters, man, but none of those guys can pitch. And every year we talk about the importance of pitching. So that's what my hope is this, when guys start getting traded, that ability to get good young pitching, let's hope that the Orioles can capitalize on that, because every organization knows how important it is. Every organization will be going after pitching. And that's why I wonder if the Orioles even have the value in their position players. They're going to trade this guy, they're going to trade that guy. Well, I don't know that anybody really wants our position players. They want pitching, especially in the postseason. So we'll see if the Orioles can, somehow get an advantage to head into 2026. Because if you ask me, I mean, every year they get – is judgment time, right, for the Orioles, because of obviously what you guys talked about, the breakdown, the build back up, and the win time is now. Well, in the meantime, everybody else got really good, man, and they're going to keep getting good. This is going to be really hard, for the Orioles to overcome unless the moves that they make here, like I said, can land some pitching, and they understand how important that is. And they've yet to really lock into that. They haven't, at the trade deadlines or in the off seasons, been able to capitalize and get multiple pitchers or enough pitching to keep this team afloat.
Bordy, we buried the lead. What's going on? Be More Baseball Podcast. What's happening?
Oh, boy, the Be More Baseball Podcast. It's all good. Just had a really good guest on, Tony DiMaggio, former scout with the Baltimore Orioles, with the Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians. And this guy has seen it all, man. He was part of the draft with Chipper Jones,
oh, wow,
Tom Glavin. So, yeah, we had a really interesting talk, and just his take on, scouting then and now, and what teams look for and how they go about their business. I just found it really fascinating. And it wasn't too long ago. He just got done, man, scouting about 10 years ago. And he's a scout Hall of Famer. And he just thinks that they're overlooking some of the character and integrity of some of these players, like true baseball players. And like most of us, getting caught up too much in the analytics. And they're forgetting about baseball players. And he's a little concerned about the game and the state of the game right now as well.
Bordy, thank you as always, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the birthday wish.
Yeah, oh, happy birthday, Bordy.
Happy
birthday.
Come on, man.
Absolutely.
Right, go take that hog for a spin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming up next, by the way, Morgan Adsit's going to join us at 3:30, but it's T-Bone time, TMI with TAM. What you got?
It happened. It finally happened. Derrick Henry met Adam Sandler last night at the Happy Gilmore 2 premiere in New York. And remember that Dan Patrick, he was on the Dan Patrick show, Derrick Henry was. If he rushes for 2,000 yards, he'll be in an Adam Sandler movie. And Adam Sandler, he told Derrick Henry, Ravens Media has it, we're doing a movie together, me and you, bro. So asking the question, 410-583-1057. If you could be in a movie with any actor, who would it be? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TAM, and the floor is yours.
If you could be in a movie with any actor, who would it be? 410-583-1057. Reason why I'm asking that question is, well, a few weeks ago at this point, Derrick Henry, he was on with Dan Patrick, who's a good friend of Adam Sandler, has been in numerous Adam Sandler movies, and Derrick Henry's a big Adam Sandler fan. Got to meet him last night at the Happy Gilmore 2 premiere in New York, and Sandler, in an embrace with Derrick Henry, said, "We're doing a movie together. Me and you, bro." And Derrick Henry, very excited. So that's why I'm asking. 410-583-1057. If you could be in a movie with an actor, who would it be? I think I would do the comedy route as well, just because, I don't know, those type of guys. And I think doing a movie with Adam Sandler would be a lot of fun, just because he's with all of his goons and they're having a good time. I feel like it'd be like a very chill environment. So It probably would be Adam Sandler for me, but it would be someone in the like Seth Rogen. I think he would be a lot of fun. He would just
contact
be
high.
He would just be stoned the entire time. The Will Ferrells.
Yeah. Oh, Will Ferrell would be fun.
Honestly, a deep cut. Maybe Jack Black. Jack Black just seems like funny, go lucky guy. Yeah. Danny McBride is just
the
hilarious.
Eastbound and Down.
Yes,
guy.
Yes. Yeah. Just him talking would be funny. So I would say that realm of comedy is what I would do my movie with.
That Walter Groggins guy who's always showing his dong.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was just in White Lotus. Yeah.
I would go with Jeffrey Wright. I think Jeffrey Wright is probably my favorite actor, if I had to pick a favorite actor.
I don't know if I know.
Is that the King's Speech guy?
He's been in a lot of things. First time I probably saw him is he played Jean-Michel Basquiat in the film Basquiat. He's from Norfolk. And actually, my favorite thing about being on Twitter is I have actually DM'd with Jeffrey Wright on several occasions about the Norfolk Tides and about music.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think he's a tremendous actor. Been in a lot of stuff that I like. And I tend to agree with Basquiat. We're very aligned politically.
Okay.
And I think he has a lot to say.
Ken?
So my favorite all-time actor is Robert De Niro.
Oh, cool.
And he's still doing things, so I probably not. Not that my understanding, he's not the most fun guy in the world, but I love his movies. So
I'm just doing a pure vibes play. Yeah. That's
Joe Pesci?
Like the
no Joe Pesci
left? I like Pesci.
You know who would be fun? Danny DeVito, I think, would be
Danny
fun.
Danny DeVito would be fun.
Danny DeVito would be fun.
Like, always, one. The fact that he's doing It's Always Sunny still, yeah.
Ben
doesn't watch movies.
No, I watch one TV show, Law & Order SVU, Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, very nice.
By far. Yeah. In a heartbeat. There's nobody that's a bigger Mariska fan than me.
Wow. Really?
Yes, awesome. I'm dead serious.
That's kind of an old people show. Isn't that a boomer show?
It's a great show. It's an amazing show.
Yeah. I did not see that coming.
Sports and SVU, my life.
We need to go back and inside
but
the Beltway.
But hasn't there been like 12 different iterations of that show?
Well, different Law and Orders, but just one SVU.
There's only been one SVU.
Yes.
And she's been on it the whole time?
Yeah.
410-583-1057. DC is in Baltimore.
Wow, that's weird.
DC, you're on the fan.
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I tell you, I had to think about it for a second. But I would like to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent under Nick Fury, Samuel Jackson.
That would be very cool.
Samuel Jackson would be super cool.
And if you do a movie, you have a good shot because Samuel L. Jackson's literally in every other movie that's made. So
I'd like to get in a cuss off with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, I think you could hold your own.
I think I'd go a few rounds.
Yeah, I think you
I'd eventually probably succumb, but I think I'd hang in there.
Bob is in New Freedom. Bob, you're on the fan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
how could you pass up a movie with Dolly Parton?
All right. I guess.
Yeah.
9 to 5.
Yeah, that was a good one. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas was her, yeah.
That's a movie?
Yes, it was based on a show.
Broadway show.
Matt is in Bel Air. Matt
Young Bone.
Hi, thanks for my call. I got a tie. I'd like to do Monsters Ball 2 with Halle Berry or Wolf of Wall Street 2 with Margot Robbie.
Oh!
I think he's got a plan there. He's definitely got a brand there. Yes.
Yeah, it's the Hargitay plan. Yeah. It's the same plan that Beltway Ben had.
One last one real quick. Tim is in Pasadena. Tim, you're on the phone.
Hey, I'd like to be in a movie with Denzel Washington. One of my favorite movies ever is Remember the Titans, and I'd like to be in a sports movie with him.
Yeah. Awesome.
Denzel's great. Denzel I thought about great. Denzel. Denzel. Hey, before we step out, 410-583-1057, you win two tickets to see Quiet Riot at the Horseshoe Casino. Mm. Must be 21 or older to attend. 410-583-1057. We'll talk Ravens and O's. I know you. Jason's got
Rudy Sarzo,
I guess. Yeah, but Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports, joins us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Next here on The Fan. Another ugly Orioles loss last night. Ravens open training camp tomorrow. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports. And Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the Orioles. And are you about done watching Tomoyuki Sugano?
I think the last time you guys had me on might have been a month when we were talking about him, and I was still giving him the benefit of the doubt. No disrespect, of course. I know it's a hard game, and he's a professional athlete, and he's still great, but it's done. The O's are done, to be completely honest with you. I mean, I don't think anyone had much hope after the All-Star break, but the first kind of appearances that we witnessed is just like there's not really going to be some remarkable historic comeback, so it's time to start thinking – whose contract, like Sugano, do we not have for next year? Who's a team option? And also, are we listening to anyone that we have ownership over, like a Brian Baker type deal, to see what you can get? The bad thing about Sugano is you were kind of hoping to have more good than bad, especially this time, so you could try to get something for him. But I don't know what his trade value would be, if anything. Worst case, I guess he's just still in your rotation because the Birds are still going to need five guys to throw out there when it's all said and done come August 1st.
Yeah, that's the focus. It's the trade deadline in the next 9 days. But someone who has been building some of his value is Ramon Laureano. Just how valuable do you think he could be to a postseason contender?
For a guy that has a cannon, for a reliable bat that is in your outfield, for a postseason contender that needs that, extremely valuable. I don't know what you're going to get, but a guy that has a club option that already surpassed everything you thought he would do. It's been a great, as bad as everyone wants to get on the moves that Mike Elias either hasn't made or has made, that's a good addition. And that is by far someone that we were not talking about to be in this situation in March. So props there. And I do think there's a value for him. And I think you have to look at it because next season, are you going to get that out of him? I don't know. And if you're a contender next season and you want him and that's a big picture and you think it's going to be great, yes. But has he kind of caught lightning in a bottle and peaked as high as he's going to get, and you might be able to get something for him? I think he has to be a serious trade consideration piece up there with the Ryan O'Hearn, even though I know there's a club option next season and O'Hearn doesn't have that.
You know, Mike Elias is a man of many, many caveats, and he couches things a certain way. So when he did wave verbally the white flag on Sunday, he still did it with strings attached, like, you know, we're not going to touch our core.
Blow up the team.
This is something that we'll discuss further tomorrow on the show throughout it. But, like, are you sold that this core exists? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you could put Grayson in it anymore. I guess you could put Bradish in it. Like, Gunner, sure. Like, Westy? You know, Adley? Like, how sold are you that there is a core that is World Series worthy?
I think I can kind of see both sides of the coin there. I think there is a core, and I'm more focused, and when I say that, on next season. And you hope it's that same core. And I know some of the guys either weren't there full time or were getting their debuts or not producing like we've seen after that the last 2 years. Not this season, the 2 seasons prior to that. You hope that the guys that were dipping their toe in that or were a part of that for the whole season, that that is your core. And you mentioned the injuries to the pitchers. They're here. They're under contract. I think they are your best moves, and you still are hoping that the rebuild was a success and that those past two seasons, not talking about this season, is more their reality, at least for next season and the season beyond that. But I don't know. I mean, they're not going to be paying anybody past maybe, I don't even know. We don't know with the new ownership group. I'll say two major contracts we can maybe see in this kind of generational talent that they have. But the Adleys, the Westbergs, I like Jordan Westberg. I'm a fan of him. I like the guy. I think he can show more, obviously. But I think Adley Rutschman is a guy that if he gets hot, we clearly see with what's happening in AAA with Sam Basayo, and then obviously with what they did in the draft, he's probably not past the club options their future.
Right.
Nor would they put the money in that when they can put the money elsewhere, like a la Gunnar Henderson or Jackson Holliday. So I believe it to a sense that I'm looking at next year and the year after that. And I don't even know if that front office is getting that year after that. But for me and what I've seen from the Orioles in this 3-year sample size, you got to hope this year you can do better next year and be more like 2 years ago last year.
We're talking with Morgan Adsitz, Inside Access here on The Fan. No, Orioles struggling. Good news. Training camp starts tomorrow. What are you most looking forward to as these guys hit the field?
I heard we're getting free lunch tomorrow.
Oh,
Aloysius will be there.
Jerry Coleman will be there, yes.
Yeah, so Jerry Coleman, if you're listening, come on down.
He's listening. Or sleeping.
Obviously, we know they're stacked on offense. Left guard's open. We know kicker's open, right? We know there's competition. We know the names that are there, and those are things that should be filled, and I think we don't start to panic until we don't see that in preseason action. My eyes will mostly be on defense. There's a lot of depth and reserve roles, the rotational of what they're going to do with the cornerbacks. Do they need a veteran safety? I'm kind of leaning towards yes, but we'll see. And then who does that squeeze out, right? I think the thing that's the most set and it's not going to have a lot of wiggle room is the defensive line. And with it being a passing league, I think you have to look at the secondary and just how that rotation is going to work. You lost our Darius Washington. How Malachi Starks being a rookie, what will that do with Kyle Hamilton? Is he going to roam more? Or is he going to have to be back because of the Washington injury? You would assume Marlon Humphrey moves in the slot, which obviously that has improved his play as he's aged and made him that all-pro Marlow guy that he is. And then how's the outside going to look? You need a big jump from Nate Wiggins, and I think we'll get it. And then you signed a couple of veterans who are proven but also injury-prone. So just to see how that shakes out with the roster spot. And edge, a left-out edge. I truly think that it'll be 5, if not 6. David Ajabo could be that international roster spot. But how's that rotation going to look? Behind Kyle Van Noy and Odafe Away, probably going to be your two guys you look to the most to get after the quarterback. How is the rest of that going to play out? So my eyes will be mostly on defense just to see who's jumping up. And the surprise, right? There's always a surprise. There's a camp darling, a preseason darling that we didn't see coming. And how will they fit this roster? But gosh, guys, there is not a lot of room. And there are not a lot of bubble players either, just because it's so set in stone of the way this is going to look.
Media availability tonight, I think it's Mark Andrews, Ronnie Stanley, Justin Nnamdi Matabike speaking around 4 o'clock, and then they hit the field tomorrow. Morgan Adsitz, always great. Thank you so much for your time. Get your sunscreen. I'm sure we'll see you out of camp.
And be patient. Construction to my eyes right now is still happening. So fans, media, get here early for parking.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
I know. I know. I mean, I haven't been back in the back yet where sound is at 4, but I'm just talking parking lot today for arrivals and getting this availability. Mm. Par for the course of what we witnessed this summer.
Lovely. Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you guys.
I think it was yesterday we ranked the running backs in this division, the AFC North. Coming up next, Northern Exposure. What about?
I think we might have Mike Brown sound here.
Do we? Do we have some Mike Brown sound?
Do we have some Mike Brown sound?
I don't know. No, let me look. Yes, we do have some Mike Brown sound. So we'll hear from Mike Brown, the owner, because he's
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, he's
the start of Bengals camp.
He's always
no
fun.
Shamar Stewart.
Yeah,
the start of Bengals camp.
He's got a lot to say. So we'll hear from Mike Brown. If we have time, we'll also rank the kickers next here on The Fan.
Something like this has never occurred in my memory with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are. And he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him signed and get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor. He needs to get underway soon. Doesn't help him or us to have this strung out.
So that is Bengals owner Mike Brown talking about why Shamar Stewart is not in camp. By the way, as we entered the day, only two draft picks have not been signed. Quinston Judkins has an off-the-field issue
yes.
that the Browns are waiting to get resolved before they sign him, and this Shamar Stewart situation.
And he's referencing their contract language that's holding this up. What he's not telling you, though, is he's trying to put language in this contract that they've never used before that will explicitly protect them in the event that this player gets in legal trouble. But if you're this player, you're like, why is this precedent starting with me?
Why
are you so stuck in over me that you're enforcing this preemptively? And look, his representation, his agent, Zach Hiller, there's a lot of front offices who don't like dealing with him. There's people who he's been fired from a lot of people. He's got a role in the clash that's going on between James Cook and the Bills. I believe Zay Flowers fired him as his agent. He's had an interesting year, let's just say, a couple of years. And I'm no Zach Hiller defender. But Mike Brown has been going to war with players over inane stuff forever. And if he's acting like this is a first, most of the league is like, well, yeah, this particular language is a first. But like Mike Brown not being able to keep players happy or do things in a diligent manner, like, I don't know, extend his wide receivers, that's completely their brand. That's who he is.
It's every single year. And this was supposed to be a season, if it went according to Joe Burrow, you're all in. Joe's working the cap. He's making sure there's enough room. Everybody gets their own piece of the pie. And now you got this BS going on with Shamar Stewart. And oh, by the way, Trey Hendrickson isn't at training camp as well.
So you mentioned Trey Hendrickson, Bone, and here's Mike Brown on Trey Hendrickson, who begins a holdout today. He'll be fined, could be fined, well, actually the Bengals are required to fine him $50,000 per day missed. So here's Brown on Hendrickson.
Well, we're working at it. I came over here, and we have people back in our office who are sharpening their pencils and trying to figure that out as I speak here. It has been a long negotiation. Trey Hendrickson is a fine player. He's a good guy. We want him here. Dealing with him is sometimes not so easy. That's all right. He's got the right to argue his case. We'll try to make sense of it from our perspective. We'll see. I'm not persuaded that it isn't going to get done. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
Do you think Trey deserves a raise?
We offered him one, but keep in mind, Trey signed for this season. But foolishly, maybe we offered him one, but anyway, he deserves a raise. He did well, and he played effectively. He's important to us.
So this is fascinating as well. He does sound more optimistic about him than he does Shamar Stewart. Alas,
well, he sounds more optimistic because this guy's got an existing contract, and the other one doesn't have to. The other one could stay at Texas A&M and do whatever the hell he wants to do.
So T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett have both gotten new contracts. They're of a similar-ish age, but
those guys are better players.
But this guy is one of the best pass rushers in football.
Yeah. They're nowhere near, like, Trey Hendrickson's thinking he should be a $30+ million guy. And I honestly can see their point in not wanting to go there with him. Like, he's not that same body type. He's more of a try hard engine guy than he is, you know, an athletic freak. And he's not as good against the run as those guys. But this is another one that, like, they could have got it done last year and got it done more cheaply, right? And got it done before Garrett and Watt came back around and before, you know, 30-something became the new 20-something. Look, the hardest part of a holdout is starting it. A true holdout under this CBA that's very draconian with the fines and everything else. So once you miss one practice and you already kind of know, all right, well, I'm into this now and, you know, they can find me and I understand what I'm up against. It doesn't take long before the pendulum shifts to the team, especially like if you play on the side of the ball where there's not a whole lot of there. And the guy they drafted to replace you is also not in camp. So I think this one could linger for a while, unlike Mike Brown, unless Mike Brown caves, but he's not one to cave quickly.
But that's the biggest thing. What has been such a huge knock on this Bengals team over the years since Joe Burrow has been there?
Slow starts.
Exactly. And not having your best defensive player in Hendrickson there, your first round pick not there, and it's holdouts every single year. And of course that's going to contribute to these type of slow starts.
I want to know if the guy that is one of the best pass rushers in football, who I think led the league in sacks a year ago, is not there. And the guy you drafted to help out the pass rush is also not there. And even with Hendrickson a year ago, the defense stunk.
And the guys you drafted to supplement this have not panned out.
So like, what's this defense going to look like this year?
You got to score 40 points to win.
Like, I just got done watching quarterback last weekend. And in the moment, and Joe Burrow's having a fantastic year, but you could see the frustration. Like, how's that going to manifest itself this year when the defense can't stop anybody?
Look, you can get plus money on the Bengals to miss the playoffs, and you can get plus money on the Steelers to make the playoffs.
There it is.
Speaking
of on brand.
I will just continue to offer that as a public service.
Are you betting on them to win a playoff game, the Steelers?
It's not to bet. I mean, you can bet on when they exit. You can bet on when they exit. I mean, I wouldn't make that bet now because I have no idea.
Yes,
I don't know what the matchups are going to be.
Yeah. Coming up next, back to the Ravens. By the way, at 4:15, we want to hear from the people. But next, John Harbaugh, who is the second longest tenured coach in the NFL. Sometimes he catches some heat here in Baltimore. But how would we grade John Harbaugh? That's the conversation next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.